The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Happy New Year to all listening to Guardian Radio today, 96.9 FM. What a brilliant start to a new year, the year 2026. Welcome to another Sunday, the first Sunday. Remark, this is your favorite show on Sunday. I know that your Lane had done an excellent job blessing everybody. But you know, in her prayer for blessings, the prayer is answered when Garth Minard Roseboro comes to the microphone. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Yolaine. It was a beautiful show, and we do appreciate you coming in on Sunday to bless the nation. I think it's very necessary that is done as often as possible, because you never know when you are encouraging somebody along the way. And one thing I can say for those who believe in prayer, there's nothing better than the answered prayer. And for those who do not believe in that higher spiritual power, I will use the word for you today, desire. When you have a desire, a good desire, and that good desire comes to fruition, oh, what a beautiful feeling that is. We had a great year last year. We were joined with our co-host, Darvin Russell. I did not put any pressure on him to be here today, but Darvin Russell normally sits here with me on a Sunday. And then, of course, we were joined with Gabby Ineas, and we had our precious Morley. We had Akira Morley, the two sisters, who also join us from time to time on Guardian Radio today. And that show comes on tomorrow at the time of 2 to 4 p.m. 2 to 4 p.m. Guardian Radio today. And you also know that I'm there on Monday and Thursday. Whereas we have Mr. Onku Sura normally comes in on Tuesday and Wednesday. And so I think Robin Lines joins us on Friday. She has a program on Friday. So I've not gotten any update as yet as to how our scheduling would be for the new year. As you know, we were simply just filling in. But you know, on Sunday, 5 to 6:30, it's Remark. It's our time to have a great conversation. And you know, my dedication to you today is to allow you to have a voice to call in and join the conversation. And I got to tell you all something. When I think last year, I was very, very easy. I think I was a very simple person. I didn't ask for much. Some people assume that maybe, just maybe, his aspirations in life was to be a great talk show host. Maybe that's what you thought. And then some of you felt, well, you know, he would do anything to sit in a chair and have a conversation. And then some of you felt that, you know what, this man, he must be making a whole lot of money because y'all been seeing me all over the place. You saw me in the mall. Say, oh, that's Mr. Godwriter, boy. I like to listen to your show. Boy, you sound good. Boy, you're doing well for yourself. And then those who know where I live, you want to tell me my tree ain't get cut down yet, but I praise God for the tree not getting cut down because everybody focused on the tree. I could have my house. Praise be to God. Just keep looking at the tree. Don't watch the house. Hey, Chris, don't watch the house. Just keep looking at the tree, and we can be okay. And then, you know, Those people who are fans, you know, my good friend, she's out there in Elizabeth Estates, my Elizabeth Estates crew. I want to say happy, happy new year to you. South Andrews listening, those in Michigan, Atlanta, and abroad, and all of those people who have engaged in conversation. My good friends over at Wong's Home Center, I just want to give you a shout-out today, man. It's a beautiful new year. And I'm just shocked and amazed that a lot of my neighbors in Adelaide, y'all just are tuning in on a Sunday. I know we have football. I know you got basketball. I know you got baseball. I know some of you got to watch wrestling, and some of you got to watch your stories and all of your other shows and your programs. But you have given me the confidence that on a Sunday, we can have a great conversation. Now, I got a treat for you today. And the treat is very simple. As last year was just dwindling away, and we were preparing for the Yuletide season, I made a proclamation that I will not be in studio for December. Now, I did show up once or twice because, of course, it was necessary. But I also said that I wasn't talking any politics until I got back in the new year. And, of course, people was like, oh, well, Garth, you know, we just got to wait. We're waiting. And then they saw me on television. They said, oh, ho. He talking politics on television. I said, well, you know, I get calls for that too. And the television isn't my show. I'm just a guest. The way you are, you may be a guest on our show here at Guardian Radio. I was a guest on that show, and I'm a frequent guest. I'm not a paid individual to show up in any particular place. I am just a person who people, for whatever reason it is, like to have me sit on a microphone or sit on a camera and have a conversation. Now, what I have done last year, Chris Penniman, if you notice, I allowed myself to share. I shared with a number of people, giving them the opportunity to sit in with me and to sit in for me, because I do understand that we are all aging, and I understand that views and opinions change. I understand that we need varying viewpoints, and so I allowed different people to bring their perspective so that you can have a great conversation. The one thing that I always pray for when I sit in this space is that Guardian Radio is continued to be given the respect and appreciation for allowing us to have that conversation. And so today I'm going to throw those phone lines again, just so that we can talk today and have a great conversation. And you know how we do it here at Guardian Radio. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Ireland, 300-5720, or you can text in at 422-4796. I need Chris Penniman to do me a great favor this time. I need him to play a song for me, and I want you to listen to the words of this song. Powerful song by a very, very dear poet, songwriter, performer, one of the greatest of all time, Mr. Billy Preston. I want you to listen to the song. We got to talk about this today. That's it right there. Listen to those lyrics. all the way back from the 1970s, one Billy Preston. Listen to me. When my friend, Mr. Ramin, called me almost a week ago, and he said, "You remember that song?" I said, "Of course I do." He said, "You remember the artist?" I didn't recall the last name. But he said, "Go and listen to the song." So he sent me the clip, and I went ahead and I listened to it. And I mean, I just smiled right away. That was one of my favorite songs growing up. But the words never meant anything to me until I listened to it this week. And how many times do we have to look at life and understand this very same principle? As we start this new year, all last year, there are some people in this country, Chris Penniman, and those listening, who always come to you with nothing and always looking for something. Now, when you listen to that song, he telling you straight up, if you come in with nothing, ain't no something to get. Because nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to bring something if you want to hang with me. I tell you straight up. He tell you he ain't trying to be no hero because that zero is too cold for him. He telling you that nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And he ain't stuffing. That means he ain't fooling around. Believe you me, he said. He said, remember when I told you that I am a soldier in the war against poverty. So why people keep trying to steal your wealth, steal your effort, steal your joy, steal your Christmas, and steal your new year? They want to steal everything away from you as if they are entitled to take it. Now let's look at our beloved Bahama land. Let's talk about those who feel so entitled that when they see you, they feel you owe them. Now, let's get a little political with it. Politician come knocking on your door. You tell me what he knocking for. I don't know. You tell me today in January of 2026, what are they knocking on your door for? They never found a reason to knock on your door before. But they knock in now. What is it that they're looking for? So you look in their hand, and in their hand they got a little pamphlet. They got a little flyer. Huh? And they say, man, let's have a conversation. Let's talk. Now, me personally, I don't count your flyer and your pamphlet as something. That's still nothing. I mean, to me. Because unless that flyer and that pamphlet could turn into something else that I need, then of course that pamphlet ain't nothing. So when a politician speaks to you, they speak to you having nothing, but they want to tell you that they're going to give you something. Now, the truth is, with something is going to press your button to make you believe in their story about nothing. I wonder if I talk in any sense today, Chris. Huh? What is the something that you need so bad that when they speak to you and bring their nothing, you're prepared to give them something? Now, let me break it down for you so we could heat this line up a little bit, real quick. I watched you last year. I had the privilege of sitting here and watching you from January and then around August. I was asked to fill in during the week. But I've been on Remark from last year, September. And I watched and listened to everything that was happening in this country politically. I watched how the politicians move. I watched their conversations. I watched their reactions. I watched their appearances and their disappearances. And guess what I noticed for Christmas? You wouldn't believe what I noticed for Christmas. If you think you know what I saw for Christmas, you call in and tell me. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Violence, 300-5720, or you can text at 422-4796. All last year, I wonder if you notice what I noticed for Christmas from the politicians. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else, all to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your highness, 'cause that minus is too low to see.
Yeah, folks, that's just the way it is. Nothing from nothing always leaves nothing. And if you keep on stuffing, boy, let me tell you something. Dog eat your supper, like they say in Jamaica. I got a text here from my very good friend, and I thank her so much for the blessing she has been to me last year, and she continues to be a blessing this year. She says, Happy New Year, Garth. This year is election year, so do not let up on the issues. That was her text to me this morning or this afternoon, and I just want to show my appreciation to her because she's always listened faithfully and always given her commentary, and I respect her for her opinions and her beliefs and her statements, and may not always see on the same line, but we're telling the same story. Then, of course, I got somebody else who here seems to be a friend of the show. And like I said, we don't have to always agree. It says, Good day, Garth. Happy New Year this year. See, this is where they change. Now, see, the first part sound good, eh? Let me read the first part again. I like that first part. Good day, God. Happy New Year this year. Now, I got to put a full stop, even though no full stop there, and then I got to capitalize the next statement and start a new sentence. See, this is how God rolls forward things. You see, I break things down. Then it says, you need to be more balanced on your show, especially beyond the headline show. And then it goes back to something what I like. It says, I will listen to you today. Now, you're listening to me today. I appreciate you listening in. I appreciate you telling me Happy New Year. Man, I so love you for that. I appreciate you and thank you for the encouragement. My only issue is going to be when you tell me what I need to do. See, nobody, listen to God Rosemary very clearly, nobody could tell me what I need to be because I am me. That don't change for nobody. My mother, whom I love and adore, would take the heart out of my chest and place it in her body to save her life, understands one thing. You don't tell God nothing like that. You can't tell God nothing about what to do, how to do, why to do. Now, guess what? I'm listening. And if I make a mistake, I live with the consequences of my mistake. She will tell you that. I ain't scared of no consequence. But so far, if what I say and what I believe is a blessing to me and a benefit to me and everybody else who wants to hear what I have to say, I then come to a realization. Can't please everybody. Not trying to please everybody. Don't need to go ahead and please everybody. Because that ain't why I'm here. You know why I am here? I am here because the people who put me here loves me. They appreciate me. They ask me to sit here as I am without one plea. They have an unconditional appreciation for what I can do. I'm not boasting. I'm not being prideful. I'm just simply letting you know my name is Garth Maynard Roseborough. You and I do not share the same name. We don't share the same identity. We don't share the same life experiences 100% of the way. We may share some experiences, but our experience is going to be different. I may have had a girlfriend before and we had a great experience. You had the same girlfriend and had a terrible experience. Because you had a terrible experience doesn't mean I had a terrible experience. And if I like a girl because she has dark skin and she has a peasy head and you like light-skinned woman with long hair, we ain't got no problem. You like what you like and I like what I like. To God be the glory, like your name would say, great things he has done. Amen. That's how I started my new year. So when you come here and you want to tell me something, it got to be something to it now because you can't bring me nothing. Because you're bringing me nothing, you're going to leave this show with absolutely nothing. Now, let me tell you how last year went. But I still appreciate your text, by the way. Last year, everybody had something to say about everything. You'll notice that? Everything would happen. Everybody got something to say. I listened to the radio from early morning to White Straw and Morning Blend. Blah, 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 blah. Aaron Green, blah, 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 blah. C.A. Newry, blah, 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 blah. Chicago Line, move it on up, blah, 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 blah. I was here. Uncle was here. Gabby was here. Darwin was here. Precious was here. Kira was here. Blah, 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 blah. Reuben Ramin came in. Blah, 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 blah. And then came Naughty and Pearly and Mary J. Blah, 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 blah. And we talking, talking, talking. Everything Bahamian people got something to say. End of the year. You know what they do? You know what they do, Chris? They pick up their phone on that WhatsApp and they sending you these little WhatsApp. Merry Christmas. These little WhatsApp, Happy New Year. That's what you get. That's the new gift. That's the new, I appreciate you. And if you really ask me what is the value of that for some people, yes, you can appreciate that. That lights up your life. You know what I spent my Christmas Day doing and my New Year's Day doing? Delete, 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 delete. Jesus Christ, just delete, delete. My God, it's just too, delete, delete. Delete, 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 delete. So you go to your phone. How does that work, Chris? You go to your phone, you go to your status, and you send the one message to everybody and say, I think I'm with you, including me. And you, for some reason, believe in your mind that God could appreciate that because why? That has a value. So when you do that to me, okay, let me revoice it for you. When the MP, let me tell the MP sends you one of them WhatsApp. And say, from your member of parliament. Merry Christmas! Happy New Year! How does that make you feel? You think the MP really thinking about you? I mean, I just trying to be honest here. Let's have an honest conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 300-5720, or text at 422-4796. No turkey. No ham. No Christmas card. No touch. No conversation. No Christmas party. Just a WhatsApp message. And watch what happens right after the new year. They start talking again. What you think this is? The Bahamian people ain't on a run. I can tell you that straight up. If you ain't bring them something, I guarantee you, you becoming an MP may end up with absolutely nothing. That's how it works. Because nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Look at a pastor in a church. Name me the pastor who wants you to come to church and don't never remind his members to bring one offering and bring one tithe. Huh? Yeah, you bring your Bible. You bring your hymnal. You look like royalty. You're wearing your nice dress, your nice suit. But they call it the Sunday best or the Sabbath best. You got that, man, you're rocking that. Come up in your nice new car, one of them nice new electric car. You're looking good. You're smelling good, man. All them Versace and Gucci and Louis Vuitton cologne and all. Man, you got it going on. But he got to let you know. When you come to the house of the Lord, you got to bring one little offering, eh? You got to bring one little tithe, eh? And if you look at the entire world, the world is always seemingly searching for something. Watch the people in the world who have absolutely nothing to give. And watch how we treat those people who are less fortunate and who don't have the ability to go ahead and make a financial contribution to anything. We disregard those type of people. But how many of our friends who's supposed to have something and never bring us nothing? And hey, what's happening, man? What's going on, man? Hey, man. What are we drinking today? Listen to me. 2025, that week, eh? 2025 was a good year for you who ain't got nothing to bring. 2026, I got to remind you of something. Our eyes have been opened to you. And nothing from nothing, you can bring nothing this year. This year is the year of lifting up, going to the next level, increasing your net worth. Re-evaluation has taken place in 2025, and this year, you see, the president to the north ain't playing with the south. The president to the north ain't playing with the south, and he say anybody get in the way, come see him. He ain't playing. But for some reason, we believe that we could play this game with everyone else. Yeah, man, that's my boy. And whenever someone says, well, that's my boy, that means they're looking to get away with something. Huh? Let me tell you the game, Chris, if I could just teach you something, because I know you're a little younger than me and your daddy's my friend. I want you to listen to the clergy. And I ain't beating them down. For God's sake, don't say God beating them down. That is not what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to break down the church, beat up the church. That is not my intention. Underscored. I want you to listen to the language of the politician and see the similarity in the conversation. There is one word in particular I want you to pay attention to. And today I'm hoping that we can define that one word. Do you know what that word is? The word is we. We. W-E. What does we really mean? Someone got to tell me what that means. You know, all my friends said, oh, they got their turkey in Marco City. Well, boy, listen to me. Praise the Lord, Marco City. He got or she got the turkey. And so to God be the glory, that means he had a great Christmas. And one thing with turkey, boy, turkey is last straight into January because, you know, I'd go a little tight in January. But I'm glad that you got your turkey, Marco City. God bless you. Look at that word we for me. We. Man, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking we could get together. And I have an idea. If you could just bring the investment money, we could be rich. You ever heard that before? Listen. We have a business, an online business. We have that. And we want to invite you to be a part of our business. And all we need you to do is bring $500 to sign up. And we can show you how to turn that $500 into $5,000. Huh? That's what we can do. You know what? When I become the member of parliament, you know what we can do? Man, we can clean up this whole area and we can ping the schools and make sure the schools open on time in September and we can make sure all the potholes are fixed and we can make sure that all the lights on the lampposts and we can make sure all the derelict cars are moved out of the way. And I tell you, but we can make the neighborhood say, we. That's what they say. And you ask them at their present situation, their present status now, why haven't they made any move to make the neighborhood safe now without being a member of parliament? Where have you seen them involved in your community neighborhood watch? Where have you seen them on the side of the road with a garbage bag, picking up the garbage off the side of the road and saying, I'm going to make sure that this constituency is cleaner? Or let me hire a tractor and clean up the bush. Before they do that, they got to let you know, I'm running for office in this area. I can need your support now. I didn't clear down them three bush down there. But I won't clear down the rest, but you got to put me in the House Assembly. Isn't that how it works? And then the minute we have some people who go out there and say, you know what, I got my own money. I'm going to do some things. You know what we say? Oh, I don't know if we need to watch that person because they're trying to buy our votes. They're trying to buy our confidence. They're trying to buy their way into House Assembly. They're trying to buy their way to be prime minister. That's unfair for them to have all that money and they're paying their way through. Well, the flip side of that is that the man who ain't got no money, what you say? You broke and we ain't need no broke MP. Because the bottom line is very simple. You got to have something if you want to be an MP. When you go to church, you have a doctor, a wealthy doctor, and you got a janitor. When Sunday service comes, who sits next to the pastor? Which one do you believe? The doctor or the janitor? On Sunday morning? Or even on Sabbath morning? Because we love to be surrounded with people who got something. And so in this new year, 2026, I don't want to hear nobody telling me that we don't need anything. Because for me personally this year, if you ain't got nothing, I really ain't trying to hang around you and I can help you, but you can't hang with me. I got to get some things done. And I only want to surround myself with people who want to get some things done. If you don't have no money, you got to have talent. If you don't have no talent, you got to have time. But if you don't have no time, no talent, or no money, Chris, play some music. Stay away from me. Let's go to a break.
Don't you remember I told you I'm a soldier in the war on poverty? Yeah. Yes,
try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Mommy, guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texting.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Yeah, that's just how it's going in 2026. Do not play with me this year. Not this year. I'm watching you. You know, we got some people, they just parasitical, man. They only want to suck from you. They only want to take from you. They want to break you down. You didn't work hard for what you got. And these people just show up like you owe them the world. Like, my God, man, y'all ain't got no heart. You only got no conscience. What's wrong with you people, man? I got some texts here. Someone says, we means welcome everyone. Now, boy, listen to me. There's a problem with welcoming everybody. I don't know if you see a problem there, but I see a problem there. And I don't know if the phone line's working today, but I tell you one thing. These texts are coming in, and I want you to understand that when you open your door for everybody, you are expecting not only every blessing, but you're also expecting every curse. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that because it's called life. But here's my issue. There are just some situations you just do not have the time to continuously deal with. And I'm looking at my entire life when someone said to me, well, you know, Garth, I listened to you on the radio and I believe that there's a place for you in politics. I think you need to run and you need to be in the House of Assembly. And I think you have a contribution that you can make to the nation and you could build a nation. Okay. I listen to you and I appreciate you. Here is my issue. My issue, personal issue. I am 56 going on 57. I'm thankful to God for reaching this age because when I was in high school, I really didn't think I was going to live past 21. And the reason why was that most of my friends were dying before 21. And so I came up in a time and era where a lot of my friends were lost through violence. And me being the person I was, an angry child, and getting into fights with knives, and there was drugs all around, and keeping company, I'm so grateful to reach the age that I've reached. And in my short time of life, I did take the time to engage in politics. In the last election, I did it purposely because It wasn't about victory for me to enter the House of Assembly. It was me offering myself to put a crack in the glass of politics in this country, and I did that. And I was satisfied with the outcome. I was satisfied at the opportunity. I was satisfied with the experience. And now I leave that behind for someone younger who got time to listen to you people tell them what to do. You ain't going to tell me, but Jesus, Lord help me. I'm 56 going on 57. That means God promised me just 13 more years. You think I went with you for 13 years? You got to be kidding me. I ain't interested in your light bill, your water bill, and your other bill you got. What I am interested in is, I wonder how that stem cell this week, if that can keep me alive for another 30 years in a healthy way. See, these are things I worry about. I ain't know about you. I ain't trying to be no geriatric old man who can't take care of myself. So it ain't no we when it comes to politics in this country, you and me. You say, oh, cost, you know, the country need to change. No. It need to change for you. Me? Boy, I got to make sure I secured. Because I didn't do my part. And I come on this radio, people say, you know, why is he on the radio? You know why on the radio? Because this is the way I could still make a contribution. I'm not trying to make the entire contribution. I'm not trying to be the man in the front, in the coat suit, having a driver and eating good food and speaking before the nation and promising you gold and silver and myrrh and all, frankincense and all these delicious things of life. No, not God. God ain't promising you that. What God can promise you is this. If you're young, you get your education, you work hard, you stay focused, you live a life of purpose, my friend, you will reach a greater height than I have ever reached because I started late. I started very late. But if you start early, my Lord, the heights that you can attain is just simply endless. That's how I feel. Now, you may disagree with me. Oh, God, you could do better than that. Of course I could if I really wanted to, but I do not want to do that. What I want to do is have a conversation with you. I want to talk to you about ideas that you may have. I want to encourage you to go and do whatever you feel in your heart you need to do to build this country and make it better. And then after the show, guess what I do? I go home. And you know what I do when I go home? I continue to live my life of purpose. And so here it is today, 2026. I'm just here today to let you know, anytime you see that same person who always comes to you with nothing, always come to you with nothing. Looking around, I see some people go in your yard, and they're looking left and right. They come to your house, they're looking left and right, up and down. They're looking for something. No. Not this year in 2026. You're not welcome in my yard. Stay out of my yard. Stay off of my street if you can stay off of my street. Because we're so sick and tired of you people who never have nothing to give nobody else. Not that you can give something, you know. It's just that in your heart, like people say you're bad-minded, you just don't like to share with nobody, but you want to take from everybody. Anyhow, let me read another text here. Good afternoon, Mr. Garth. All the best in the new year. To the texter, guess they forgot. Everyone has an opinion, including them. Of course they do. I so appreciate this text. I don't see my MP for March of 2024. Now, in that particular situation, I don't know who their MP is, but maybe they need to give them a call or go by the office and check to see if the MP is okay. Maybe the MP ain't okay. I know I spoke to a member of parliament the other day because I don't really bother her. I don't. And I said to myself, you know what? Stop being a spoiled brat. Pick up the phone. Give her a call. Listen to me, folks. She poured her heart out to me. Now, I ain't no stupid fella. I don't buy stories. I listen extremely carefully. And I knew that every word she spoke to me was genuine. And I gave her a test. And I said, I need you to do this for me. And you know what? It didn't happen right away, but it did happen. It did happen. And you know what I said to her? I will assist you as best I could with the situation labeled A. If you need me, you call on me, I will be there. It had nothing to do with a political party or political preference. It had everything to do with communicating with a person of responsibility. And I only wanted to know why certain things was not done, why I had to suffer for lack of these things. So I made a point to go to her office. And the first thing the lady said to me at the office door, you wouldn't believe this, Chris. She could tell me, the office is closed. Now, Jesus Lord, I just came from traffic from Palmdale, and I heading south to all that traffic. Great God Almighty, they talk about traffic. And I finally got there right after 5. And the lady gets the office closed. And biggity me, but I leave from there. I go on to the corner by my apartment building. I said, boy, listen here, boy. They think I just play. And then the phone rang. You know the phone rang, say? When the phone, when I picked up the phone? They said the office was closed for you because we were expecting you. I was letting folks know that we had to talk to you, Garth. I said, oh, praise the Lord. Now, you see how we like to feel special? All of a sudden, now I understand why the office closed. Everybody else may be upset that the office closed, but now I feel justified that the office was closed for me and the person at the door did not recognize who I was, and so they called to apologize. And so, of course, I humbled myself and I went back and I said, you know what? We don't need to close the office for me. We can have a conversation on the telephone. That's the type of person I am. I'm not a hog. I think we need to share more often, but we need to share with people who want to contribute. Caller, you're on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Guy Roosevelt, how you do, sir?
Man, I'm having a great
new year. Happy New Year and all the good things to you.
Man, praise be to God. I just praise him, man.
Into your area of Jones Heights West since you returned back from your big trip.
Man, I didn't go nowhere because I couldn't go nowhere.
Why you couldn't go nowhere, man?
I keep telling you I got someone in my house that got a, you know, we got kidney situation. Whenever these emergencies come up, I just have to sacrifice. But I was here and working and engaged and trying to help as many people as I could. And then I just came to the realization that, you know what? God, you're pouring out yourself to some people who never give you nothing, never won't give you nothing. If you watch them, they ain't giving nobody else nothing either. And I say, these type of people.
You have a lot of collectors.
Yeah, we got to get rid of these people, man. We got to put all of them in one key. We can put them in a...
Even with the Christmas Lily events that the members of Parliament had, I don't know if I overheard the person talking or they just meant to say it. They're bragging how they've been to 4 and 5
and this different what they
places. I was bicycling your child can ride.
And this is what they do. I don't know where we got it from, but this is what these people do.
God, we need to, as people in the area of helping politicians, we need to now put a hold on this stupidness, man. Mm-hmm. This giving. I mean, you take out a certain amount of things to give out in one night because you're trying to do a 4 or 5 night, week, a 5-day of giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you run out of turkey one night is a problem. You coming back tomorrow night, you know? You're riding back with the truck open so you can, people can see you nothing in the truck.
Uh-huh.
What is the problem? Now, mind you, these things that you're giving away, you're not asking these people for $10 or $20 for it, you know.
You're not asking for nothing.
$5, you know. You're giving this stuff away.
Yeah, but they need that little thing. And if they don't get that little thing, they mad, buddy.
Brother, let me tell you
listen
something.
Listen to me.
I don't know who started this thing up. Now, some people, back in the day, I know Mr. Wells, Tennyson Wells, them used to buy 240 foot. They can afford that, man.
Well, see, let me tell you what it is. Julian, let me tell you what it is. Let me break it down to the Bahamian people so they can fully understand what it really is. We look at the members of Parliament as Santa Claus. They got to give all the children the thing.
Yeah.
But there are certain people in our community who believe that, you know what, knowing that the MP has to distribute, I will donate 100 hams, I will donate 100 turkeys, And we have people in this country who practice that. Now, I'm not saying some of them don't have no contracts. Some of them got them big-time, multi-million-dollar contracts. Well, so they can afford to do that. But there are some small people. There are some small people who said to the MP, listen, your man, see the $500 here? I want to give this to you as a token of appreciation and go ahead and use that for the Christmas giveaway. I'm just simply saying. And if we had more people...
But I think you have some people that do it, you know.
If we had more people who would contribute to society and build community, then, of course, those who do not have will have. But you got someone like you said who gluttonous, you're greedy, you're selfish.
They get from party to party.
And you have nothing to give nobody, but you want to take something from everybody. I got a problem with that today. And I tell you, when you identify them, we need to put them on one island or one key call, maybe. Let me think of one. Little Inagua. Don't put them in Little Inagua, man. Where nobody just go and leave them right there.
No, greedy key. But listen to me, guy. Let me say this in closing. There is a FNM candidate, right? He got ratified in the last four.
Watch yourself now. What, you going political now? You're trying to get me in trouble quick because the people that say I'm balanced.
I'm talking facts.
Okay, you talking something good?
I'm talking real. I'm talking what happened.
Let's talk something good. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
They decide to have a party in Seven Hills. Right?
Man, I didn't know who you're talking about or where you're going, but go ahead.
They're giving people $100. Like the people in Bambutong is some type of paupers or...
Now, hold on.
No place, brother.
Hold on, Julian.
The place we used to take.
Julian, hold on.
Under Tennyson Wells, under Rambo Wells, we under even Brian McCartney at one point, we used to take in Bambutong.
But hold on. Julian, you're going too far. You just tell me, in Bambutown, they're giving out $100 somewhere?
Hello?
They was giving out some $100 in Bambutown?
The Seven Hills, a couple of people, must even four or five people.
No, I say they giving out $100 bills in Bambutown.
They give it on Christmas Eve?
You sure that? You got proof of that?
Man, I have proof of it.
So why you won't call me so I can get proof of that?
I didn't know. Oh, God, I honestly didn't know you was on the island.
No, but if you'd have called me, I'd have gone to see the $100 was true.
I have your number.
Yeah, I was gonna see.
I knew you. I had to call you.
Yeah, because I need to know if that $100 could spend.
Body.
Go ahead, man. I'm playing with you.
We used to things around here, man, and we used to good things.
Listen,
they used to know.
Listen.
You
can't do us
like how.
No, hold on.
You do other people, man. We used to things.
Hold on now. Hold on. See this year, 2026. I don't know what you got to bring. But it got to be something to get something. That's all I know. See, I don't know what it is. I can't identify what that one thing is that you need in order to get the confidence. But this I do know. The voters' confidence in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas has dropped based on the understanding and appreciation of who we are as a people. Right now, the Bahamian people feel as if, you know what? I don't need politics to survive. I don't know why they think in that way. But they are not being encouraged to go and register to vote. I don't see a fanatical culture being built for any one particular party at this time.
That is what we need, God. We need to try and get these young people.
So how do you? So what is the one thing that the young people now need to see the significance of voting in this country?
Something together now with a group. We need to get these young people out to register.
But you see what I'm saying to you in closing? I said to you, if you bring these people nothing, you're going to get nothing. Now you got to find out what that something is. And when you find out what something is, then you'll get something back. But
I think a good conversation with a group of young people. We ain't talking no PLP people, no FNM people, no DNA, no C. We talking about a group of young people. Young people, there's a group of young people. We ain't care who you support, me again. They're finding what they want. What they looking
for. We got to find that out.
What they want.
Yes, sir. But I appreciate you so much for calling in, man.
Yeah, I thought I was dreaming just now.
Man, listen.
I hear your voice.
For some people, I am a dream, and other people, I am the nightmare.
Guess what? You're going to be the dream. You're
going
to do that.
Hey, man, happy New Year to you, my friend. Have a good one.
Get together.
Okay. All right, man. Great. Garth, my MP in Seabreeze brought us a scarf and keychain with her pretty little smile. Meanwhile, the roads The roads were all dug up and neglected. No shame. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. No vote. Well, you know, that's a political statement there from a friend of mine, and that's how she feels. It's her opinion. Someone else may say, I love my scarf, I love my token of appreciation, and so they probably would vote. This is politics in the Bahamas. This is what we do. Next, I have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year. Happy 2026, God.
Well, boy, listening to your voice, I want to sing right now for you, man. I feel like singing all of a sudden. What's going on?
I listen very attentively to what you had to say. I mean, everything from 5:30, I caught you. I listened to everything that you had to say because it's being real. I know you would have been on the island. I know you're a busy guy doing a whole lot of stuff, but
boy,
hopefully
busy.
We'll meet shortly. But I just want to say Happy New Year to you and your wife and family and other persons of other associates.
Well, boy, I appreciate
but
that
I,
so much.
But I pay attention whenever you're on the air, despite what it is, I listen very attentively because I know that you're going to speak something that I can gain some knowledge from.
And I appreciate that and respect
knowledge
you.
Knowledge is power, you know? So I always listen very attentively.
Much respect, much love. From my house to your house, my mother called, and she said, Goss, you know, she speaks almost proper like a British woman. She says, Goss? I said, yes, ma'am. she says, Leo would like to speak with you. I said, oh, put him on. I said, hey, nephew. You know what he said? Uncle, when are you coming? I said, oh, my word, I'll be there very shortly. So now I got to take a break in January. I know a lot of listeners may not like that, but my favorite handsome nephew wants to see his favorite uncle. I got to go in the snow. I hate snow, but I got to go. So sometime in January, I got to
go. Boy, listen, this is one of those Januaries to remember, especially in the United States.
Yeah, man, it's cold. It's cold. But you know one thing I like about the cold?
You will be able to sustain that.
Man, listen, everybody, they're so happy right now. My brother said, boy, listen, you know my mother's a vegetarian. But my mother is one of the greatest cooks on God's earth, and I don't know how she fixed the meat because she don't taste the meat. And my brother called, he said, boy, mommy put a hiding on that turkey this year. He said, boy, you missed that. And I said, my God, how I missed that. So I got to try, get up there now to see if she can repeat that because every turkey is different with my mother. And the meals keep getting better and better. And so I got to take 2 cases of Gumbay Punch. That's what I steak with me. 2 cases of Gumbay Punch. I steak grouper and snapper and hogfish. That's my gift when I go home. And we just eat good.
You better let us give you that recipe so that...
Yeah, boy.
That's important. That recipe is important.
Yeah, boy. My mom could cook. So I thank God for my mother and my father and my siblings. And I thank God for you, my brother, and for all the other listeners, man. God bless you.
I really appreciate you, man. You remind me of when Shivago talked with his mother, you know, the way how she prepared food and all that, too.
Oh, man.
Y'all have similarities.
Yeah, my mom go in the kitchen from 4 in the morning, don't leave till 4 o'clock in the evening. Then she go back around 8 o'clock and come out 12 o'clock. That's how my mom wake.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, and she looking in the backyard. You got the deer running in the backyard with the skunks and the squirrels and the moles and everything in the backyard. And she just loves that view. So when
there... Anyhow, when you go this time, make sure I get a feedback and I can probably watch you a live time, in prime time.
I can do that for you. I can do that for you. And you know what I do? But people don't know what I do. Every year, my mom always say to me, boy, what's wrong with you? I always try to get a new person to go home with me in Michigan because I got to show them what Disney World really look like. And the last person was my neighbor, and he ready to go back right now. All my people who I took to Michigan, they ready to go back right now because when you go there, oh, Jesus might help you. Oh, it's beautiful. God is good. Good eating, good time, good fellowship. And I was playing, what is this thing called again with the bat and the ball? This one, new little game they got with a little square little bat.
They call it
pickleball.
And oh, yes.
Jesus, Lord, the old people had me falling all over the floor. Boy, them people fit as hell. So, you know, I got to go back up there and play some pickleball with the folks, man. I was a celebrity because I was the guy who was falling all over the floor trying to keep up with the elderly people, 80 and 90 years old.
Yeah, because, you know, it called for a lot of fundamental things that you got to be real.
Correct.
I know you would enjoy something like that again.
Yeah, man. You know what I like what you just said? Fundamental. And I think when I was talking to Julian just now, that's exactly what we need to put in the hearts of young people. They got to learn to understand that there's some fundamental things that need to be employed in order to appreciate the politics and the building of this nation. That's what we need to do. Go back to the fundamentals.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah, man. We have a lot to say going forward in the not-too-distant future.
Man, I appreciate your call, my brother.
Yeah, man. And again, my regard to the family, and I really appreciate what you did for me with respect to my brother, who was laid to rest last a couple months ago, the late Vaughn Miller. I really appreciate what you did for me.
Man, I appreciate...
I wanted to just say that publicly.
Well, I appreciate you calling, man. I know we had some conversation before, but my heart is with you still. My condolences are with you. And God be with you in ministry and in everything else, man. You all need to continue. And touch me when you're ready, man. Come sit with me. You can come here anytime. You can bring a word from the Lord anytime. Because I know you're a God-fearing man. So I got no problem with you. You can come anytime you want.
All right, sir. I appreciate the invitation.
All right, man. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. This text says, well, Garth, all of we didn't get that gift from the heart the Prime Minister promised us in the summer. Because you said these people trying to get me in trouble at the beginning of the year. See, they didn't get that little thing from the Prime Minister. So you got to tell me what thing you was looking to get. Because the man said he's giving you all increase. And I just want to know, did you get an increase? I don't know if it was enough increase. But I hope you got at least an increase. Garth, you remember saying Bohemians are teensy? That ain't stopping now. And you know what? And I like this text. And I just want to say this. I believe at this point, what is killing our nation is idolatry. Very simple. We are more protective over the things of this life than we are about each other. Just this past weekend, I think it was Saturday, I went to visit a friend of mine, Spider. He lives in Coral Harbor by the canal. And I only went because my mind was on him, and I said, I got to go look for Spider-Man. And so when I went there, come to find out that Spider's nephew was the same young man who assisted me in removing some beads 60 feet in the air at Albany. He was a lift operator. And so the reunion was just so exciting. It was a wonderful gift, if you know what I mean, just to see a young man who's industrious, smart, intelligent, and to know that he was the nephew of Spider made it even more thrilling for me. And then, you know, a few weeks ago, I was by Spider's house, and Spider said to me, you know, Garth, you can park your boat here in the canal. And then he showed me a little small little dinghy, little Boston whaler. And he says, you know, that's my whale. I go from time to time and do what I want to do and come back in. And I said, okay. I didn't pay it any mind. But this weekend, he said, God, you see that whaler there? He said, that's yours. Now, I keep telling y'all, keep worrying about things so much. I just gave away a car the other day. And someone gave me a Chevy Silverado. My good neighbor, Mr. Smith, gave me a whole Chevy Silverado truck. I don't know why people keep blessing me the way they're blessing me, but I only could keep giving because as quick as I give, something coming back into the door. And the one lesson in all of this for me is this, you know. Everything that is before us is on a rotation because the day that I die, those things got to go to somebody else. Let me prove it to you. The house I live in, God bless my classmate and his beautiful former wife, Zella. He's dead. He's deceased. My house, the house I live in, he's gone. The boat across the street came from Abaco. He's gone. The engine on my boat, the Yamaha 200 Saltwater Series, he's gone. The white truck I just got, the man who was driving that, he's gone. And I got a couple other things around my house where the people had these nice, precious things, and they gone. They couldn't take it with them. I'm not saying to you when I say you got to have something to be with me, I'm not saying that I am looking to attain anything else. What I'm saying to you is that as a manager of our affairs, we got to get rid of these people who are a cancer to our very life being. You're always sucking, 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 sucking. We got to share with some people who are giving too. And if I give you the suck neck, everything I got, how I can give to the people them who are there sharing with everybody else? I try to manage my affairs. So before I go to break, I got to say this one statement. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And this year, you got to have something if you're going to jam with me.
I'm not trying to be your hero, because that zero is too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your highness, because that minus is too low to see.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call a text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your highness, 'cause that minus is too low to see. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing, and I'm not stuffing. Believe you me.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Boy, I love that song. Listen to me. I remember I told you that I'm a soldier against the war on poverty. Don't bring no poverty to me in 2020s. I ain't listening to you. You keep on robbing me, man. You keep on sucking from me. This going even for tenants, you know. You got some tenants out there. My Jesus Lord. No matter how you give them a break last month, you know what they believed next month? They could get another break. And they could try another break. And they could try to get more and more out of you until you fall down and get mashed up. The bank need their money, man. Huh? They need their money. You got to pay that mortgage. You got to pay the bills. You got some people with your little we call a card, a little cube and a little note. And you got one bank loan for that. And people, they always bump and ride. Oh, man, I need to go downtown. You ever notice people who ain't got no car always got somewhere to go? For great God Almighty. Always got somewhere to go. Never got no gas money for your car either. You get flat tire. They ain't got that divorce the flat tire. These the same people always got something. Listen to me. If you ain't got no car and you ain't got no money, you can't ride with me. It's plain and simple. I mean, y'all sitting in people's car. What do you say, man? You want me to buy you one cold Vitamalt? Or okay, you want cold beverage? What kind of people y'all is, man? Y'all got to kill that culture. I don't know where y'all get that from. But that's not going to work in 2026. See, y'all just talk about the politician and how the politician, I mean, won't give us nothing. And then they want us to vote for them. Well, guess what? I almost cussed y'all. Some of y'all is the same people who don't give nobody nothing either. Y'all, the same people, y'all. And be tired of y'all. Be tired of y'all. Y'all people like, we call them suck neck. Tired of you. You ain't got nothing to give nobody. But you always want hoard. You always want hold things. You know, I have one fella. You give him $100. Listen, when I, you know, because normally time when I wake somebody for the day, I give him $100. You know, it ain't got to be a full day. It'll be 4, 5, 6 hours. If you do some good work, I give you $100. If I have it, I give you that. And I come to you. I pay you 8, 9 o'clock at night. I come to you the next morning. I say, hey, boss, man, you won't get a little breakfast for me and you ain't. Because you know, when you work for me, I just buy your breakfast, I buy your lunch, and I make sure you go home with your belly full, and I still giving you the money. That's how I work. So the next morning, I just want to see if you know how to reciprocate. Huh? I don't really need the breakfast from you, you know, but I got to ask you anyhow. I said, man, listen, man, why don't we get some breakfast this morning, man? Breakfast only costs, either you pay $5 or you may pay $7 for one good little breakfast on the side of the road. You know what the person can tell you? Well, I ain't got it like that. You know what they telling you? I don't have it for you. I got it for me, but I ain't got it for you. Now, I am the one who give you breakfast, lunch, and give you a little supper. Some of y'all got some habits out there. You need that little $5. I hear the Bible see costs $10 now. You need that little thing. You need a little leaf to wrap it up with and all these things, so you're bumming the money from me. You're getting everything from me what you asking for. And the minute I say to you, man, let me give him a little cold drink off you. But I ain't got it like that. And some of you women, y'all don't learn. Let me hit the women before I go. Y'all never have nothing. Now, I ain't no fellas, them is big. I ain't getting into that. That's what I'm sure it's beyond. I think Tuesday night they saw with Kenny's love or something like that. Y'all talk with them things. I ain't into that this year. I ain't into no Valentine talks this year. I into talking money and investment and making something out of nothing and making sure that whoever got something, we work together and make more something. That's what I into this year. This is my year 2026. We can fix it in 2026. Now, y'all women, you got to learn something. I just want to teach you this. You don't have to give a man much. Let me tell you how we wait. We don't need much. I ain't talking about giving us no loving now. I ain't talking about no loving. I talk about tokens of appreciation. You know what it is for a woman to walk up to the man and say, baby, you had something to eat today? Jesus, Lord, you trying to blow that man's mind? Miss you, what? Yeah, man, let me buy you something to eat. Not a fella can have $500 in your pocket, but you, I'm buying him something to eat today. What do you think a good man is going to do tomorrow? Well, I had a girlfriend, and we first was hanging out. I ain't calling her name. I ain't telling who she is today. The woman dropped $400 in my lap, Chris. You can believe this? $400! I want you to hear me, man. I tell you, nothing from nothing leaves nothing, right? Me and the woman hang out that night. We do what we had to do. It's the next day. I pull up in my car. I had a little black Mercedes then, E320, pull up in my car. The woman dropped $400 in my lap. Ain't no woman in God's earth ever give me no $400, man. Not me. For one night. So you know what I did? I said I could be right back. I drove down to South Beach, the place called one of them tile places. I ain't calling names, they ain't paid to advertise with me. I bought tiles, I bought tin set, I bought grout. I spent the $400 on those things. I went back to her house, got on my knees, and started tiling. Hello? Hello? That's how a good man does work. We don't really need nothing more than some respect, just to feel appreciated. And if you could do that for us, boy, listen to me. That's something that you give us that can turn into more something. But if you keep on giving us nothing, always nothing, it's always but you, baby. You can't buy me no breakfast, eh? You can't buy me no lunch, eh? I need one car. You won't buy me no car, eh? You buy me the car now, you give me a car, you ain't got no gas in it. You buy me a car and you ain't put no insurance on it. You ain't want license and insure it. You, that's how y'all always need something. What the hell wrong with y'all? Y'all type of people, but listen, tell me who them people is. Let me stay away from you. I running away from you in 2026. When I see you, you can swear I see vampire. I running away from you. Because like the man say, I ain't trying to be no hero. That zero, that too cold for me. Huh? Remember I told you that I'm a soldier on the war on poverty. That's God may not rose for. I want you to know that this year. That's how I rolling. So I appreciate all of you. I love all of you. I really enjoy sitting down with you. And as long as we could share, oh, we could have a great time. But for you people who only want suck and only want to be biased and only want to control other people, stay away from me. This Texan wants to know what part of Michigan my people hail from. Well, my mother's from Betsy Bay, Miguana. My stepdad is from, he's from Nassau, but he's a Cat Island, San Salvador descendant. They moved to Michigan in 1989 after my mother retired. And he also retired from the University of the Bahamas. It was College of the Bahamas then as an anatomy and physiology teacher, and Aaron Bailey. And they moved to a place called Berrien Springs, Michigan. When I got to Berrien Springs was a place similar to that of the Family Islands of yesterday. Nobody locked their doors. People left their cars in the streets running. The population was about 3,000 people. Now, 12 or 16 miles down the road was the worst city in Michigan called Benton Harbor. They had the highest murder rate per capita in Michigan. But where we live, it was just a nice oasis of peace, quiet, and tranquility. And to my amazement, after going there for the second year, because I was in school in Jamaica, when we moved on East Ridge and Kephart, one morning when I woke up, I saw my childhood hero running past the gate. And that person was Muhammad Ali. So you know I had a great childhood. You know that God has blessed me. I have had the privilege to brush in with Dominique Wilkins time and time again, Michael Vick, Wesley Snipes. God is good. And you know what I know about all these people? They are human just like you and me. And before I go today, I want to say this to some of y'all, and I just want to throw this out there. You schizophrenic people, I want to talk to you schizophrenic people. You schizophrenic as hell. See, I just want to get this out of my system so I can have a good year. So I gotta let all this out. You got one personality when you're home. You got one personality when you're at work, and you got another personality when you go to church. And two out of three of those personalities, you're a demon and you're a devil from hell. I'm telling you who you are. So, I talk about everybody. I say there's many of you who are like that on the job. Y'all are a pain to our existence. You get one little title, manager, supervisor, or maybe you're a customs duty guard or officer, or you is a prison officer, or you is a police officer, or you is Mr. MP, or you is Mr. Pastor. Man, listen to hell with all of that. At the end of the lifespan, you can die. You're leaving all that behind, and you rub people the wrong way your entire life. Listen, I hope God could save you, but more than likely you're on your way to hell. You got to change in 2026. Change your ways. I ain't saying be a nice fellow where everybody could run over you. But you got to be decent to people, man. Practice good customer service. Let people know that there is a God and that you love them and you have no problem caring for other people. You come on your job and y'all got to show us how important y'all really think y'all are. Look at the obituary here at The Guardian on Thursday. Look at the obituary in the Tribune. Look at the obituary on your TV. Those people also had positions. Some of them were wealthy people. And guess what? They are no longer here. And when you go into the cemetery, you know what you see when you go there? The something that they had is now nothing. The something that they thought they were is now nothing. While you are something, I am encouraging you today to bring that something so we could go ahead and have a good time. But if you can bring nothing now, you might as well be dead. 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 You might as well go to the cemetery, lay down, and leave us. Because we tired of you always bringing nothing. So, God, you got to be nice in 2026. That's what my texters say. I think I'm being nice. I think I'm trying to make sure all of us have some niceness in 2026. But let me tell you, them suck necks. Please identify them so we can stay away from them. Because 2026, we can fix this. I believe you're going to have a great year. I want God to bless you abundantly. And I want him to give you good health. Keep your spiritual life intact. I believe this is going to be an awesome year for so many people. I am so encouraged. And I hope that you are one of those persons who brings something to the table. And you're not one of those people who have absolutely nothing to ever give. God bless you today. And I'm out of here. But hey, I got to leave that song with you, man. I got to leave it with you. Nothing from nothing. Always believe nothing. And you got to have something if you can jam with me this year. God bless you. See you again tomorrow, 2 to 4. God ain't ready today. God's been on Roseboro. I'm out of here.
It's too cold.